Hello and welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Bible. This is episode number 321, and we'll be finishing off the book of Revelation today and beginning the book of Hosea. Let's get started. Revelation chapter 20. Then I saw an angel descending from heaven, holding in his right hand the key to the abyss and a huge chain. He seized the dragon, the ancient serpent, who is the devil and Satan, and tied him up for 1,000 years. The angel then threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it so that he could not deceive the nations until the 1,000 years were finished. After these things, he must be released for a brief period of time. Then I saw thrones, and seated on them were those who had been given authority to judge. I also saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of the testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. These had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had refused to receive his mark on their forehead or hand. They came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who takes part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and they will reign with him for 1,000 years. Now when the 1,000 years are finished, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations at the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to bring them together for the battle. They are as numerous as the grains of sand in the sea. They went up on the broad plain of the earth and encircled the camp of the saints and the beloved city, but fire came down from heaven and devoured them completely. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet are too, and they will be tormented there day and night, forever and ever. Then I saw a large white throne and the one who was seated on it. The earth and the heaven fled from his presence, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. Then books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life. So the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to their deeds. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and each one was judged according to his deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, that person was thrown into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth had ceased to exist, and the sea existed no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, made ready like a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, the residence of God is among human beings. He will live among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will not exist anymore, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the former things have ceased to exist." And the one seated on the throne said, "Look, I am making all things new." Then he said to me, "Write it down, because these words are reliable and true." He also said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the one who is thirsty, I will give water free of charge from the spring of water of life. The one who conquers will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But to the cowards, unbelievers, detestable persons, murderers, the sexually immoral, and those who practice magic spells, idol worshippers, and all those who lie, their place will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur. That is the second death." Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven final plagues came and spoke to me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." So he took me away in the spirit to a huge, majestic mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. The city possesses the glory of God. Its brilliance is like a precious jewel, like a stone of crystal clear jasper. It has a massive high wall with 12 gates, with 12 angels at the gates, and the names of the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel are written on the gates. There are 3 gates on the east side, 3 gates on the north side, 3 gates on the south side, and 3 gates on the west side. The wall of the city has 12 foundations, and on them are the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. The angel who spoke to me had a golden measuring rod with which to measure the city and its foundation stones and wall. Now the city is laid out as a square. Its width and length are the same. He measured the city with a measuring rod at 1,400 miles. Its length and width and height are equal. He also measured its wall, 144 cubits according to human measurement, which is also the angel's. The city's wall is made of jasper, and the city is pure gold, like transparent glass. The foundations of the city's wall are decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation is jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the 10th chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates are 12 pearls. Each one of the gates is made from just one pearl. The main street of the city is pure gold, like transparent glass. Now I saw no temple in the city, because the Lord God, the All-Powerful, and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, because the glory of God lights it up, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their grandeur into it. Its gates will never be closed during the day, and there will be no night there. They will bring the grandeur and the wealth of the nations into it, but nothing ritually unclean will ever enter into it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or practices falsehood, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Revelation chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, water as clear as crystal, pouring out from the throne of God and of the Lamb, flowing down the middle of the city's main street. On each side of the river is the tree of life, producing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month of the year. Its leaves are for the healing of the nations, and there will no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and the Lamb will be in the city. His servants will worship him, and they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Night will be no more, and they will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, because the Lord God will shine on them, and they will reign forever and ever. Then the angel said to me, "These words are reliable and true. The Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must happen soon. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of this prophecy expressed in this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things, and when I heard and saw them, I threw myself down to worship at the feet of the angel who was showing them to me. But he said to me, 'Do not do this. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers the prophets, and with those who obey the words of this book. Worship God.' Then he said to me, 'Do not seal up the words of the prophecy contained in this book, because the time is near. The evildoer must continue to do evil, and the one who is morally filthy must continue to be filthy. The one who is righteous must continue to act righteously, and the one who is holy must continue to be holy. Look, I am coming soon, and my reward is with me to pay each one according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so they can have access to the tree of life and can enter into the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the sexually immoral and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And let the one who hears say, 'Come.' And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wants it take the water of life free of charge. I testify to the one who hears the words of the prophecy contained in this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city that are described in this book. The one who testifies to these things says, 'Yes, I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all." Hosea chapter 1. This is the word of the Lord which was revealed to Hosea, son of Beera, during the time when Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah ruled Judah, and during the time when Jeroboam, son of Joash, ruled Israel. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, he said to him, "Go marry a prostitute who will bear illegitimate children conceived through prostitution, because the nation continually commits spiritual prostitution by turning away from the Lord." So Hosea married Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim. She conceived and gave birth to a son for him. Then the Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Jezreel, because in a little while I will punish the dynasty of Jehu on account of the bloodshed in the valley of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel. At that time I will destroy the military power of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." She conceived again and gave birth to a daughter. Then the Lord said to him, "Name her No Pity, Lo Ruhamah, because I will no longer have pity on the nation of Israel, for I will certainly not forgive their guilt, but I will have pity on the nation of Judah. I will deliver them by the Lord their God. I will not deliver them by the warrior's bow, by sword, by military victory, by chariot horses, or by chariots." When she had weaned No Pity, Lo Ruhamah, she conceived again and gave birth to another son. Then the Lord said, "Name him Not My People, Lo Ammi, because you are not my people, and I am not your God." Hosea chapter 2. However, in the future, the number of the people of Israel will be like the sand of the sea, which can neither be measured nor numbered. Although it was said to them, "You are not my people," it will be said to them, "You are children of the living God." Then the people of Judah and the people of Israel will be gathered together. They will appoint for themselves one leader and will flourish in the land. Certainly, the day of Jezreel will be great. Then you will call your brother my people, Ammi. You will call your sister Pity, Ruhamah. Plead earnestly with your mother, for she is not my wife and I am not her husband, that she may put an end to her adulterous lifestyle and turn away from her sexually immoral behavior. Otherwise, I will strip her naked and expose her like she was when she was born. I will turn her land into a wilderness and make her country a parched land, so that I might kill her with thirst. I will have no pity on her children, because they are children conceived in adultery. For their mother has committed adultery. She who conceived them has acted shamefully. For she said, "I will seek out my lovers. They are the ones who give me my bread and my water, my wool, my flax, my olive oil, and my wine. Therefore I will soon fence her in with thorns. I will wall her in so that she cannot find her way. Then she will pursue her lovers, but she will not catch them. She will seek them, but she will not find them. Then she will say, 'I will go back to my husband, because I was better off then than I am now.' Yet until now she has refused to acknowledge that I was the one who gave her the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, and that it was I who lavished on her the silver and gold, which they used in worshiping Baal. Therefore I will take back my grain during the harvest time, and my new wine when it ripens. And I will take away my wool and my flax, which I had provided, in order to clothe her. Soon I will expose her lewd nakedness in front of her lovers, and no one will be able to rescue her from me. I will put an end to all her celebration, her annual religious festivals, monthly new moon celebrations, and weekly Sabbath festivities, all her appointed festivals. I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, about which she said, 'These are my wages for prostitution that my lovers gave to me.' I will turn her cultivated vines and fig trees into an uncultivated thicket, so that wild animals will devour them. I will punish her for the festival days when she burned incense to the Baal idols. She adorned herself with earrings and jewelry and went after her lovers, but she forgot me, says the Lord. However, in the future I will allure her. I will lead her back into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. From there I will give back her vineyards to her and turn the valley of trouble into an opportunity for hope. There she will sing as she did when she was young, when she came up from the land of Egypt. At that time, declares the Lord, you will call my husband. You will never again call me my master, for I will remove the names of the Baal idols from your lips so that you will never again utter their names. At that time, I will make a covenant for them with the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the creatures that crawl on the ground. I will abolish the warrior's bow and sword, that is, every weapon of warfare from the land, and I will allow them to live securely. I will commit myself to you forever. I will commit myself to you in righteousness and justice, in steadfast love and tender compassion. I will commit myself to you in faithfulness. Then you will acknowledge the Lord." At that time, I will willingly respond, declares the Lord. I will respond to the sky, and the sky will respond to the ground. Then the ground will respond to the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil. And they will respond to God plants, Jezreel. Then I will plant her as my own in the land. I will have pity on no pity, Lo Ruhamah. I will say to not my people, Lo am I, you are my people. And he will say, you are my God. And so we finished up the book of Revelation today with a marvelous vision of what is to come for the believer. And in this book of Hosea, we heard again about the judgment that God was going to bring on Israel, but yet we also heard his promise that he would call her back and that she would respond in love. Yet another confirmation that God is a God of love and not a God of condemnation and wrath. Thank you for being with me today. I'd like to encourage you to go by LifespringYChristmas.com and take a listen to the Christmas podcast we're doing. I think you'll really enjoy it. Until next time, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.